It's 9:05 at Q92 Radio. Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
Good morning and welcome to the Lycoparo Valley Coaches Show. Dick Newman bringing you the report again this morning. Paul Ramo at his usual position at the control panel. We're going to start things off talking wrestling with Hank Ireland. And welcome back here, Hank, for another season of wrestling.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
This is my third year as head coach, so I'm looking forward to it. It's been a good start so far.
Yeah, and you got great numbers out again, once again, and coming back a two-time consolation winner at the state, and should have a pretty solid team again this year, barring some illnesses and injuries. Let's go introduce your team this year.
Yeah, that's just it. We got to stay healthy. It's a long season. It's a long time till February, so it's, hopefully we can stay healthy and keep it rolling. Like you said, we got fifth the last 2 years in a row, so that's been, we've had some great success, and it's going to be another tight section, so we're hoping to get back to the state tournament again. That's our goal. But yeah,
right,
we got about 44 kids in the room when everyone's there, so that's good numbers. We're excited about that. And some of our kids here, I'll just go through our seniors. We got Landon Olson, he's a senior. Nelson Velazquez, Jose Cardano, Tygan Long, Grayson Olson, Noah Meyer, Carson Garepi, and David Torgerson. Those are our seniors. Those are the kids that are going to be leading the group. So we have a good number of seniors and great kids, so look forward to the year for them. Some of our juniors on the team, we have Gabe Lowry, Eli Olson, Cam Sather, Holland Shocker, Brian Rohde, and Ben Gunlickson. So a good group of juniors there that can also help help with the seniors and help lead the team. Sophomores, we have Alex Perez, Kevin Izaguar, Bentley Boffin, Kyan Mosing, Braden Jaden, Gavin Mortensen, Mason Wood, and Angel Mahia. So solid numbers there for a sophomore group too, so excited about them. They should be able to get a bunch of varsity experience for most of those guys, so take that next step from the ninth grade league to varsity will be nice to watch. As far as freshmen, we have Adrian Specht, Tristan Seeley, Aiden Olson, Jeffrey Denhart, Kevin Sherrod, and Eva Sanchez. So good numbers there as well. Eighth grade, we have Ivor Heinrich, Lincoln Sancher, Marcos Torres, Matthew Boffin, Teddy Boffin, Trent Boffin, Griffin Johnson, Colin Rosendahl, Reese Ledsma, and Skylar Tracy. So a big group of eighth graders.
Yes.
Seventh graders, we have Brody Wolfschlager, Thatcher Bowman, Angel Miro Hernandez, and Brady McManigal. Okay. But that's our roster for this year, and like you could tell we have good numbers in each grade, so that'll be nice to keep like the ninth grade league kids going, keep them and the JV kids and the varsity kids. It's nice to have all those numbers and spread out, so you can keep their progression going the right way.
Yeah, that's for sure. And anybody listening, if you want to try to come out, it's not too late. You can come out and catch up with the group, but probably get some matches in, maybe possibly even before Christmas if you come out right away. So get your paperwork and physicals done and come on out and join this crew. Let's go through your coaching staff. I think it stays pretty much the same.
Yep, we're bringing back everyone from last year. We got okay. Ken Sather. He's been around for many years. That's Cam's dad, so he's been pretty invested with these boys for quite a few years. Then we have Luke Boffin and Mike Coyle. They run the JV ninth grade league, so they do a great job of getting those boys ready. Some of them they got to introduce to wrestling, the newcomers, so they do a great job of getting them ready and Then we have Ryan Swenson and Sam Hendrickson.
Okay.
Ryan's a great clinician for us. He's very technical, and the kids love having him there. And Sam, he works a lot with the upper weights, the heavier weights, and gets them where they need to be.
Yeah, that's right. And pretty solid and coaching staff, and very experienced. And you're very, very good with them. If they have some suggestions, you certainly maybe try them out or think about it. And good communication with that staff.
Yeah, we do a great job of just working it out together, figuring out what we need at each level, and keeping everyone involved.
Yep, that's right. Well, let's do the usual question about what teams look tough in the conference, the subsection, the section, and so on, like that.
Yeah, we're in the West Central Conference, and Minnewaska will be a tough one out of there. Our conference is a little different this year. We're going to kind of get the Camden and West Central together for an individual tournament.
Okay.
So that'll be a tough one. With Camden's got some real tough teams. Mineola, Canby, Tracy, KMS. They're a tough conference, so it's kind of nice to combine both those conferences and have a real nice individual tournament.
Okay.
But yeah, we've had two solid weeks of practice, and it's a week of Thanksgiving, and that week's always tough because you miss on Thursday. You don't know who you're going to get on that Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. But it's nice to get a full 5 days in and then have that week of Thanksgiving. We had our weight certs and team pictures, so got all that stuff out of the way. Now we can just focus on wrestling and focus on our first opponent, which is on Tuesday. We go to New London, and they're going to be a tough team. They, I was talking to you before we went on here. Yeah, they bring back eight guys to place in the section. And, yeah, they graduated senior, so section as well. I think Marshall will be one of the top ones, Hutchinson, New Ulm, and New London. So, yeah, it'll be a tight one again, just like the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Our section's maybe one of the deepest and the closest sections there is. And it's always fun because whoever shows up and wrestles good on that week will be the ones going to state.
That's right. And like we talked all fall, that this area of the state is so strong in every sport. Look at the football with Mineola, and I think Bold or Dawson Boyd could have done very well in the tournament. Cross country is strong with the boys team as champions from the section and runner up. Volleyball is strong, and then you go to the spring. Boys basketball, girls basketball, and go to the spring. So the athletes in this area of the state perform very well, and wrestling is no exception.
Yeah, this area is a tough one. You definitely have respect from a lot of other areas of Minnesota out in this section of the state.
Yeah. Well, Tuesday, Danny Lee and myself will be up there, and it's kind of unusual in this day and age for wrestling. It's just a duel. A lot of times you go someplace or host some teams, and it's either a tri or a quad or an individual tournament, which you also have a couple of those before Christmas. Let's talk about those.
Yeah, New London will be a special event for us because it'll be the youth will, elementary kids will wrestle before the JV, and then the JV will wrestle.
Okay.
And then the varsity, since it's just a duel, we kind of tried to get some more excitement on it, kind of showcase the elementary a little bit. So that'll be a fun night in New London. That's on Tuesday, and then next Friday we go to Howard Lake, and that's kind of a team tournament, kind of. There's seven teams there, so we won't see all seven, but there's Howard Lake, Waverly, they're a good team. DGF, we saw them last year in the state tournament. They're going to be a tough team.
Right.
Goodhue's there. Holdingford's there. They're looking to take the state title in Class A, so that'll be another good team to see. So there's a lot of good teams there. We'll just have to see how it gets bracketed, who we end up drawing, and hopefully we get some good duels in there. We'll get at least three duels in, so that'll be a good Friday night.
Right.
And then the following Tuesday, we go to Wilmer, and that's just a duel again. Wilmer's going to be a tough team. were consolation champs in AAA last year, and I don't think they graduated very many, so they will be another tough duel for us. But then we have a few individual tournaments. We go to, on the 14th, we go to Barrett. We've been going to the West Central tournament for many years. It's a really good tournament. Then our biggest one of the year is the Redwood Riot. That's December 20th and 21st. So really see who's at what weights, and everyone should get tested over in Redwood. That'll be a good battle for everyone individually.
And that's for varsity and JV.
Yep, that's both. That's everyone. Right. So lots of wrestling. They have a good facility to hold all that, so it's a real good tournament.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but then we have some. We go to Millbank for the border battles. We have some other tries in there. We end up going to Annandale in January. Annandale, Maple Lake, they're a ranked team, and Becker will be there. Becker's looking to win the state title in AA, so that'll be a real good match for us. We have our first home event in Montevideo on the 21st. We have West Central area coming. They've been just about every year, so that'll be another good one. Minnewaska, they're a conference opponent. And then Canton, South Dakota, they reached out to us. They wanted to wrestle us, and they're willing to come to Montevideo on a Tuesday night. So
wow.
I told them, yeah, we'll take you, I guess. They're they've won seven state titles in South Dakota.
Wow.
So they're a good team, and if they're going to reach out and going to drive 2.5 hours on a Tuesday, I guess we'll take them on.
Yeah.
Then we have Red Rock Central individual tournament, then our conference tournament, which I was telling you was the West Central and Camden Conference. That's an individual tournament that's going to be in Dawson on February 1st.
Oh, you're hosting that. Good.
Yep, so that'll be a nice one to host. We hosted it last year. Things went well, and it's a real nice tournament. And then we got to end the year with the big duel against Marshall over in Tracy, and then we have a home event to end the regular season at Lacaparral against Canby and ACDC.
Okay, yeah. Well, in order to perform your best, you got to see the best, and I don't know if you could get a better and a tougher schedule than what you're getting, and the other people are saying, well, we have to wrestle Team United again, and they're always tough, so you have a good, you probably got a little target on your back, especially in this section, so you got to get the kids ready every night.
Yep. That's what I told them at the beginning of the year. I said, all these teams are reaching out to us because they want to see us, because they know what you guys are capable of. They know you guys are tough, and they want to see you. So take that as a little bit of badge honor, but stay hungry, you know. Don't get your head too high, and just keep working hard.
That's right. Well, with the experienced coaching staff, I'm sure they'll be able to fire them up, and a good crew of experienced captains and upperclassmen that can talk to the younger ones and get them fired up and ready to go as well.
Yep, and then at the end of the year, we host the individual section in Dawson.
Oh, so okay.
That'll be another good tournament for us to host. Hopefully send a bunch of individual qualifiers to the state tournament in one of their home gyms.
Right, and the teams would be down south, I suppose, then.
The team final four is in Marshall, so
okay.
Hopefully we can qualify for that, and we'll make the quick trip to Marshall.
Okay. Well, that sounds pretty good. It looks like you're getting real close. You got one more day of practice, and then you start the season out on Tuesday. So best of luck there, and we'll hear all about it, along with the Friday night event in Howard Lake, Waverly, and on the next Culture Show, Hank.
Sounds good. I better mention the ninth grade league, they wrestle on Monday in Wilmer. So
oh, okay.
Good luck to those guys. Coach Boffin and Coach Coyle will have them fired up, ready to go.
Good. That's Hank Ireland on wrestling. We'll take this break and talk boys basketball with Robin Rademacher after this.
Sparkling ice water. Goodbye, plain. Hello, plain awesome. Sparkling ice is a fizzy, flavorful, and not bland beverage without all the calories. They're one of the biggest brands in the sparkling water category. If you're looking to put a little sparkle in your step, look no further than the delicious lineup of waters. Sparkling ice, distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Stop by the Country Butcher in downtown Dawson and order your Colbert hams for Christmas. also at the Country Butcher. They'll deliver your meat and cheeses 10% off. That's the Country Butcher in downtown Dawson. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1, and Sunday by appointment. That's the Country Butcher, Dawson.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call and look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
It's the holiday season, and Camby Drug and Gifts on Main Street Camby, they're having a Black Friday sale and a Small Business Saturday sale this Friday and Saturday. Friday, 20% off sale. They'll be open 8:30 to 5:30 on Friday for Black Friday, and then Small Business Saturday, also a 20% off sale. They'll be open Saturday from 9 to 2. Shop Camby Drug and Gifts this holiday season. They're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 2, and closed Sundays. Thank you for shopping local this holiday season.
Camby Drug and Gifts, a store full of treasures.
Christmas brings joy to every heart. It's old and young rejoicing. Johnson Memorial Health Services in Dawson reminds us that what the angels sang once to all who lived on earth, the children now sing with glad hearts everywhere. For this is Christ's birthday, a time to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas from your friends at Johnson Memorial Health Services in Dawson.
Welcome back to the Culture Show. We're going to turn our attention now to boys basketball. And with me this morning is Robin Rademacher. Welcome back, Robin.
Yeah, thank you, Dick. It's that's white outside, so it tells me it's basketball season.
It must be. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So, I know talking to you before we went on the air, you got a lot of kids all for basketball this year.
We do. We've got great numbers, which is it's a wonderful thing to have because of, in today's world, kids are pulled in a lot of different directions, and committing to play basketball is a tough thing to do. It's a long season, it's cold out, and there's a lot of other things you could do, but 7 through 12, we've got just phenomenal numbers out, and as a coach and as a former parent of a player, it's great to see kids that want to be involved in something.
That's for sure, and like you said, the numbers are great. You had to hire some more people to accommodate everybody.
Yeah, we did. We went out and got another assistant coach for the junior high program with our numbers that were where they are. We have 36 kids out in 7th and 8th grade combined.
Wow.
And that's just an amazing number to have. So the school board and athletic director Zach got together, and we decided, we need to go out and help these kids. So we ended up hiring another coach. So we have three coaches at the junior high level, and that's really helpful because having 20 kids in one grade is a lot for one person to try to manage. So that is that's a wonderful thing we have right now.
Well, while we're on that topic, let's go through the coaching staff from 7 through 12, okay?
Yeah, at the 7th grade level, we have we brought back a familiar face and name, and Braden Kittleson is back for his second year. And then another name that's been around for a long time is Brian Moen, who has been doing it, I think, probably since Lacaparle started 34, 35 years ago. So he's there. And with that, we added Bentley Boyk, a new hire to our district. Last name sounds familiar. He has a brother that plays over in Dawson. He's helping out, too, in the 7th and 8th grade. So that's a great asset to have there. So those three guys are doing our junior high program. And then at the upper levels, we have John Redepending is working with the C squad. We have Joel Voorhees, again, working at the B squad level. And then myself here at the varsity level.
Right. That's a good staff. So
great knowledge, a lot of years of experience, and a great attitude to work with kids all through the 7 through 12.
Right. So basically, every week we talk to you about the C, B, and and A squads. So let's go through the older kids that are out for basketball this year.
Yeah, at the C squad level, we got great numbers out. We got, I can go through the list of kids. We got Noah Arndt, Max Young, Jackson Fernals, Tucker Lyons, Angel Alonzo, Tegan Dietas, Carter Moen, Harris Borsted, Jordan Love, Bentley Bergstrom, Gavin Tasto, and Peter Hale. That's just a group of freshmen right there that are playing at probably just, you know, at the C-squad level right now. Some kids are a little bit beat up. We got Gavin Tasto, who is out for a while with a bad foot. But other than that, that group of kids are going to start off the year playing C-squad, and you never know where they're going to end up. Once they hit that ninth grade level, it kind of depends on what they're ready for and what they can handle. So some of these kids might be moving up, playing some B-squad. You never know. They might be playing some varsity by the end of the year.
Right.
So that's a good group of kids to have right there.
Right.
B-squad, we have a lot of kids out here, too. We kind of mix and match, so we have some juniors that are going to be playing some B-squad. We also have some freshmen that might move up and play there, too. So we have Thomas Emmes, Grant Bierke, Tanner Callis, Samerson Sepanon, Elias Alonzo, Jaden Redepenning, Caden Stender, Ian Nukafit, Orlando Avila, Juan John Ramos, Jason Awanas, Tanner Tilbury, and then Gavin Tasto, when he's back healthy, he'll get some B-squad play, too.
Okay.
And then kind of rounding out the varsity as we see it right now, we've got, you know, a good mix of seniors that got to play some basketball last year, and then we're going to blend in some of these juniors that didn't get a lot of playing time with last year's group, but we had four or five seniors that played a lot of minutes last year. So vying for some varsity time this year, we got Carson Bessonen, Davis Patzer, Tegan Allpress, Matt Arndt, Carson Young, Brock Bjerneld, Nolan Smith, Elias Alonzo, Tanner Callis, Orlando Avila, Caden Stender, Jaden Redepenning, Ian Nukafit, Tanner Tilbury, and Grant Bierke. Rounding out the varsity uniform right now, that's 16 guys, and we still have a couple jerseys. I always like to leave a couple jerseys empty for kids that are working hard, and maybe at the younger grades that are all of a sudden we're saying, hey, you know what, we could use them at the varsity level.
Yeah, and some of those kids will be playing some B-squad and then some quarters in the varsity as well, so they get a
lot of
basketball.
That's correct. You know, we're kind of looking at that with Tanner Tilbury. He's a freshman kid, played a lot this summer. We start off a little bit at the B-squad level, but then we're going to see, throw him into the fire and see what he can handle at the varsity level also, and kind of mix and match some of our juniors that maybe aren't going to get a lot of playing time right now, but we got an opportunity. You know, I always say look through that, you know, the first part of January, middle of January, and you kind of get a feel for where kids, you get that 15 games in, you kind of know where people belong and where they can handle playing. So we get to mix and match a lot of that. A lot of the gyms we go to, you play a ninth grade game first or a C-squad game first, B-squad varsity. So you can have some of your B-squad players drop down and play a half a C-squad, or same thing with C-squad, maybe they can go up and play a little bit of B-squad, and vice versa, B-squad into varsity, because you get to play three halves in a night.
Okay.
With our numbers, we should be doing really good.
Good, good. And with the new facility starting last year, you can accommodate those kids in two gyms in the commons.
That's correct. You know, we when we play at home, a lot of times we might not do a C, B, and A. We might play the C and B at the same time if the other schools have enough players. So then we have two games going on at once and then the varsity game to follow. But as far as practice goes, the school district added four more hoops to that new North gym. So now we have eight hoops there, ten in the main gym, and then you have, I think, six out in the common. So that's really a nice advantage. We never have to go late practice. When I coached a long time ago, a lot of times you wouldn't start practice till 5:30 in the wintertime, so that makes for a long advantage.
Yeah, and then the girls need the practice time as well, and you can accommodate that.
Yep, we always flip-flop, and then whoever has a home game, they make sure they get in the main gym or the competition gym, and then we just flip-flop back and forth because their numbers are up, too, this year with them having a C-squad, which is great to see.
Right.
So, yeah, we got a lot of kids, boys and girls, playing basketball this year.
Right. Well, you started a week ago with practice, and with the holiday, Thanksgiving, you didn't have full practices all week long. You went Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and probably had practice yesterday. But you start already next week, right away, I believe, on Tuesday, on Monday.
Yeah, that's a tough one to do coming off the break, after the Thanksgiving break like that. We have the kids are going to go on a shoot around on Sunday night. We got a parent to come in and open up the gym. We can't have any practices on Sunday, but they can do just kind of just an open gym atmosphere so the kids can get in there and get a little jogging in, get some shots up. So they're going to do that on Sunday night. But we come out of the shoot right away. We got Border West coming down. They've been a nice program. That's a combination of Wheaton and Clinton Graceville Beardsley, so they got a lot of numbers too. We saw them this summer a little bit up in a Benson League that we played against them. They had some nice heights, some nice guards. It's going to be a tough game to start with, but I like the non-conference part of it to open up with a team like that. We went in there last year and got a win up there 2 years ago when we played them. They went to the state tournament. We took them right to the wire and ended up losing the game by a couple points. So I know that's going to be good competition, but we're just going to be trying to build toward that. Get through December. We got a really tough schedule in December, and get us ready as we flip the calendar to 25. So looking forward to it. Like I said, we start with them on Monday, and it doesn't get any easier. Then we travel to Montevideo on Thursday, and they're returning a whole slew of players, and they're probably looked at one of the favorites in the 2A. For Section 3, 2AA, and then Friday we go to Ortonville. So we come out of the chutes swinging here. We got three games that first week, and it's probably not ideal, but when you play 26 games, we have a busy schedule, so not a lot of practice in between, but the kids are going to get their running, and we've been pushing them pretty hard in practice to get them in shape for this.
Good. Well, you kind of talked about some of the teams that you're going to be seeing, but the question that we start with at this time of the year, in the beginning, what teams look good conference-wise, subsection and section?
Well, conference, subsection, section, I guess there's two teams that jump out to me. And obviously we know that Dawson returns their entire team from last year. And they got upset early last year, so I'm guessing they're gonna want to get together and have a good run this year with the team they have, the talent they have, that they have all the pieces there. But basketball is a funny game, an injury here, off night shooting there, and it's such a fast game, things can happen, and they found out last year. So they're a team that you look at, and then always Central Minnesota Christian's always a well-coached, fundamentally sound, tough defensive team. They knocked us out last year in a very competitive game last year. So those are the two teams I look at. Then I think the field kind of opens up, especially in our conference. A lot of teams are going to be battling. I think those two teams are kind of right now preseason. I would put them toward the top. And then it's going to be a dogfight with a lot of us, like McCray, ourselves, KMS. A lot of us have the players, but last year a lot of those two, so moving pieces coming in and guys in new roles, it's going to be interesting. And then you look, once you get into the section play, Hills Beaver Creek had a nice run down there in the football, made it to the championship game, right. And then always you got RTR as a team, yep. That's always perennially tough, and I think Murray County Central also returns a nice group of players, which this year we get to see them in the holiday tournament that we'll be facing off against Murray County in Marshall at Southwest State at the university over Christmas break.
Okay. Well, this particular area of the state in every sport is well known, and especially the last half a dozen years or so, they have done very well in postseason, and this year it looks to be no different.
Yeah, and it's not just basketball, Dick. It's all sports. Obviously, right. You know what Mineiro does in football. Basketball-wise, between RTR and everybody else that's had a run, baseball-wise, Lacaparro is right there every year, and everybody else. It's just for small school sports, Southwest Minnesota is obviously kind of it's number one in my opinion, maybe a little biased because we're out here, but it's great competitive teams in all sports, so it's always fun to play, and these kids compete against each other in multiple sports, so they know each other, and today's world with the cell phones and all the stuff, they know each other outside outside of school and sports also.
Right, and I know in your case, your kids play really hard. You mentioned the quickness of the game, and that has really changed in the last, say, 10 years ago.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, the Steph Currys of the world changed the game from the small guys being able to shoot from the outside, and it's always eye-opening for our ninth graders. I always get a kick out of that the first few days of practice. They got to come up and practice a little bit last year as eighth graders, but when they step on the court every day and they're going against the seniors, and some of them think they're pretty good, and they will be, but all of a sudden they see the strength and the speed, and then you'll hear comments like, boy, I didn't realize it was that hard, or it's that physical, or it's, you know, it's tough to go against.
Right.
And that's the difference, is it takes time and the maturity of, you get a senior out there playing against a ninth grader, that's a big difference, and very few can do it. So it's fun to watch, and I'm excited for the season to get started. And we have some kids that are really hungry. It's their time right now, and they're seniors and some juniors. These seniors, they put in a lot of work, and they've been on the varsity now for, this will be the third year for a lot of these guys that they played as sophomores.
Sure.
So it's their time right now. I'm just hoping we get healthy. Got a few injuries right now, but it's a long season, and the biggest thing for them to go out there and compete every night and have some fun.
Right.
And I think that's what we're going to do, and they've been showing it in practice every day. They've been working hard. There's no complaining, helping each other out and talking. So as a coach, that's all we can ask.
That's right. Well, we'll find out here in a week, and want to thank you for introducing your team, and looking forward to the three games this up and coming week, and we'll hear all about it next Saturday morning, Robin.
Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you. Looking forward to it, and hopefully the kids get healthy, like I said, and we have some fun this year, and bonus is to win a few basketball games, but we're going to work hard. That's one thing I know that these kids will do.
Good. That's Robin Rademacher on boys basketball. We'll take this break and come back with more of the Culture Show after this.
Come on over to Cambie Saturday, December 7th and Sunday, December 8th for the annual Hometown Holidays. Shop local. Select businesses will be open at various times throughout the weekend. For a complete list of activities, check out Cambie Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. December 8th, Santa will make an appearance from 2 to 5:30 at the Cambie Theater. Then the Parade of Lights, downtown Cambie, 6 o'clock on Sunday, December 8th. Followed by the tree lighting and the fireworks display following the parade at Lake Sylvan. That's Cambie's Hometown Holidays, sponsored by Cambie Chamber of Commerce.
See a movie at the Grand Theater in Madison, showing Friday, November 29th through Monday, December 2nd in Theater 1, Wicked, rated PG. That's Wicked in Theater 1. In Theater 2, Gladiator 2. That's Rachel Grand in Madison.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Let's turn our attention to La Caprile Valley girls basketball with third-year head coach, fourth-year head coach, Dylan?
Fifth year
already.
Fifth year, sixth year at the program. So.
Wow. Nice.
Time sure flies, that's for sure.
Yeah. Dylan Erickson joins us here on the Coaches Show this morning. Dylan, 5 years. Wow, that's pretty good. That goes fast.
It does go fast. Seems like just yesterday I was coming here for the first time.
Yeah.
And now 5 years later, here we are. And the first girls I coached are graduating college and moving on and different things like that. So that's cool to see. But, yeah, it's crazy how fast time can fly.
Does that make you feel old then?
It does. I hit 30 this year, so it does make me feel old.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in the studio again. Another season of high school basketball to talk about. And can we introduce your team to us this year, Dylan?
So I guess I can start with our youngest ones, our seventh grade group. We have a bunch of new faces there, as well as a few that have played a few years throughout the elementary basketball, a couple or a few that have been a year or so in the sixth grade level, and then a bunch of new ones in the seventh grade. So I can run through these girls. Again, Thomas Daniels will be here, fifth year for him with the junior high. Been here as long as I have, too, and does a really nice job and has really good patience and basketball knowledge. And for that level, he connects with them really well. So we're fortunate to have a guy like him help us out. And, you know, when they're not playing or practicing, he's always in the varsity gym or at the games with us, helping us and giving us another set of eyes on practice and the game. So really nice to have him. But start off with a new one, Francibella Cagneson. Esselin Emmis, Claire Fay, Clara Ferguson, Emma Gleggie, Lurlin Poonen, Adeline Poost, Aston Shelstead, and Makai Thompson. So we have 9 seventh graders this year, which I know, talking to Tron, who coached them in the elementary levels, I think he only had four or five last year, so we got a few new faces. So that always helps, and hopefully we can, now we got them as seventh graders, we can develop them, you know, so by the time they get to me at the freshman, sophomore, junior, and on, we can get some of these skills down at an earlier age than starting a little bit later, you know, in that freshman, sophomore, junior range. It's hard to catch up at that level, so it's nice to get that number as a seventh grade and be able to work with them for a number of years. And then we have five eighth graders, America Avila, Taylan Bendel, Brindley Brewston, Elma Elias, and Maya Sawatsky. Elma and Taylan and America will be playing some junior high, so we have one junior high combined team with 11, 12 girls there, and then Brindley will be playing some C-squad and B-squad for us, and Maya Sawatsky as well, you'll hear her name later on. She'll be playing some B-squad and some varsity for us. So, again, starting to mix some of that younger talent in with some of the older ones as we move forward. To get them playing together a little bit. So, yeah, nice group down there in the junior high level with some new faces. So that's always always fun to see as well. And then, like I said, I keep moving on here. We're going to have an A, B, and a C squad this year, which is going to be a first for me, or the, you know, first time since I've been here since we've had a C squad. And I think it goes back to a group of eighth graders we had, you know, a couple years ago with the Shelstead and Lees and Gibson and Lund. They played a C squad as eighth grade, but since then we haven't been able to have a C squad. So that's also good. Nice to get just that much more court time for some of these girls. Some are playing two halves of C and one a B, or one half a C and two a B, and just getting a ton of court time, and that's what they need. So we have nine freshmen out, a really fun group, a close knit group, and they like to push each other, and so that it's been a fun group for Lindsay, first year with us coaching the C squad. Lindsay Kranz, jumping on board, helping be the voice there with that group, and so that's been fun for her to mix and match and right along with Sherb too as well.
Seems like Lindsay just had a uniform on.
Yeah, not too long ago anyways. Yeah, I'm not sure if she's been out 5-6 years or something, but yeah, so it's nice to have a new young perspective on board as well, helping us out. And like I said, the more coaches we can get in the gym and eyes on things and help here and there and tweaking and whatnot, is just a huge a bonus for us, for sure. And it's also just, it's a different feel in the gym. You walk in the gym, especially if you have your, we have the C, B, and A all together, you know, in the gym, and you get almost 25 girls in there. It's a lot of girls in there all of a sudden, which, you know, we're used to 13 to 15, 16 has kind of been our number. And so you add 10 more girls in there, it fills up, and we're having two courts and a lot more drills and things going on, and everyone's moving and keeping busy. So it's just awesome to have that atmosphere in practice now too. But going through the freshmen here, we got Alexa Alonzo, Aiden Bond, Tegan Conroy, Sophie Hewitt, Reese Kuzman, Marin Lund, Vanessa Piotr, Ramey Raymond, and Eva Traeger. So that rounds out our nine freshmen. And then as we move forward, we got some sophomores here that are playing a lot of B squad for us and gaining experience that way, the experience they need playing a lot of time in the B squad. We got Claire Gies, Brooklyn Olson, and Casey Tweet. And then as we keep moving, we got just the one junior, Callie Kahn, back, played a ton of minutes for us last year and gained a lot of experience as a sophomore, and expecting a lot of big things out of her this year, and kind of demanding or containing the post and the presence inside for us. Strong physical ability, able to step out and shoot it a little bit, but again, rebounds at a really high rate, and does a lot of nice things for us, and she's pretty versatile too, like last night. Or the other night against Pipestone, she was out guarding their point guard core, and then she'll go in and guard the six-footer inside too. So really versatile that way defensively for us to help us. And then our seniors this year, we got Zoe Doctor. So she's in her third or fourth year out now. Again, she keeps getting better and better, gaining experience, just the game slowing down and learning the game at a higher level than just some of the beginner stuff she had to work through the first few years out. And then we got Kayla Jan, played a lot of minutes for us last year, gaining a ton of experience. Jada Kessler, she's back for her second year. Again, you can just see between her and Brandy Meyer, who came out last year as juniors, how much the game has slowed down, and they're not thinking so much out there, and they're able to react and make plays and things like that, instead of thinking and always in question of what they're doing out there. So that this year, they're just going to continue to get better and better each and every practice. And then Got Jalen Lee, again, all-conference player for us last year. Kind of our center of attention offensively, and a lot of things go through her. The ball needs to get in her hands and in good spots, and she's going to be, you know, one of our leading contributors offensively and leaders out there on the court, seeing the most minutes probably the last 3 years than anybody at the varsity level. And then Kendall Shelstead, back again. Not was always really a point guard in a sense, or had the ball in her hands a ton. And last year, she just had to hit that thing head on and have the ball in her hands and take the growing pains with it. And again, throughout the back half of last year throughout the summer, I thought she took enormous steps and really settled into a different role that, you know, she wasn't quite expecting or ready for. And now she's getting there. And so again, you're going to just see her play propel as well. And then we got one new one out, Becca Torgerson, brand new to basketball, so it's nice having her around, and she's learning on the fly as we go. And you can tell it's a lot of things and never being around it, but again, nice to have another face in there and learning and growing and being part of the program.
All right, so that's your girls, Lockbar Valley girls team.
Yep.
This year, let's talk a little bit about some of the, well, how do you see the conference panning out this year? Some of the good teams?
Yeah, in the conference,
along
I think,
with yourself?
We're going to be much more competitive this year, just with the experience we have back and blending some of these younger kids in and getting them introduced to the speed and the physicality of the game, to kind of adjust to that. And so hopefully as we get going here, we'll continue to be more and more competitive each night and hopefully playing our best basketball when we get to, you know, February, March, when we want to, when we start putting it all together and some of these young ones, you know, are getting comfortable and figuring it out. And as we get to Christmas, that you're really going to see that. It just meshes everybody, you know, playing with a little bit different girls again. They're going to start figuring each other out a little bit, and it's going to be a lot smoother, and we'll be playing a lot more rhythm, and see a lot of those things develop, you know, as we get going toward Christmas and then thereafter. But as far as the conference goes, you know, we like to be in the thick of things, hopefully, being competitive every night. And otherwise, KMS is going to be pretty solid. They got some size and some really good guard play there that they've had for a few years now, and they're going to be really solid. Then you got McCray, you want the Jansen girl and the Tyne girl, two big contributors inside are going to be tough in the conference. And then you got Prinsburg with a really good group back from last year. They didn't lose a whole heck of a lot, and some of those young ones have been playing since they've been seventh, eighth, ninth graders are in that sophomore to junior range now, and really going to start hitting their stride. So between on the north half, those three are going to be really competitive for us and really good. And, you know, a team like Prinsburg is going to be, you know, probably one of the favorites toward the section two even of 3A this year. And then if you look at the south half, again, I think Lakeview is going to be pretty competitive and really good with the size. And they run in 10 girls, 11 girls, and press you the whole time. And, again, a group that's been playing for 2 years together now, and they're juniors and seniors. And so, again, they're going to be a tough out there in the conference and the section. And then Mineota, you know what they can do. It seems like they lost a fair amount again last year, but we've seen it now for how many years. They reload every year, and other girls step up. And so, again, they're going to be another tough team in the south half of the conference and the section as well.
Okay. All right. Just got a few minutes here to talk about your two games you had this past week.
Yeah.
Maybe just briefly run through the details there. Yeah, got two games under your belt already.
Yeah, two already. And, yeah, so we tipped off the first night, that Friday night against, we drove to Minnewaska and played a really good Minnewaska team, well-balanced, physical, athletic. They're all about 5'10 to 6 foot, 6'1", and they play so well together. And this is a group they've been combing together for a few years now. And, they're the real deal in the West Central and the AA. Section 3 AA, they're going to be a really tough out. Like I said, well-balanced, balanced scoring. If you look at their scoring, Thorfinson had 12, Dahl had 6, Aikney had 9, Danielson 7, Kath 12, Rant 12, Colstill 5. And so you go through it, they can attack you from many different ways, whether it's inside or shooting the ball from the outside. And again, their defensive pressure that night, especially for us, was it hit us right away. And we competed for the first, 6-8 minutes, and then all of a sudden they wore us down. They've put in some fresh bodies, and we kind of, you know, went back to some of our old habits when we got tired. And so, yeah, just a really well-balanced, complete team there. And So we got our taste of what really good basketball is to start the year. But again, thought we competed for all 36 minutes and played really hard and never gave up. But just they're just at a different level than we are right now, and so we ended up dropping that one 70-21. Again, score in my opinion doesn't really dictate exactly how that game went, because it was back and forth for the first half or that first half until right at the end when the floodgates kind of opened up and they kind of went on a run before half and shot the ball pretty well, and then second half they just kind of kept their foot on the gas and we just really couldn't come back from that. So again, not a lot of scoring out of us. Jalen led us with 5, and Callie had 5, and Maya Sawatsky had 5. But again, it took a lot of things away that we were trying to do, you know, just with the athletic ability and physicality of it. And so, yeah, a really good team, and but a good test to see, kind of say, this is where we want to be. You know, this is the goal right here.
Yeah, I've had a couple of people tell me Minnewaska, they'll be in the state, they said.
Yeah, and if they stay healthy and whatnot and they keep clicking, I think they have a really good shot at it, I would assume.
Then you played Pipestone at home.
Yeah, then we got our home opener Tuesday night at home. Again, a team that brings back. I didn't, you know, quite realize exactly how young they were last year. I knew they were young, but looking at, you know, pregame and looking and getting ready for this game this week and to last week, whatever, over the weekend, it's, you look at them and they're all freshmen, sophomores, and juniors, and they all played last year a ton of minutes. They lost one girl that played a little bit for them, and so again, yeah, a real well-oiled machine there, and again, really nice first half out of us. Our first 12 minutes of the game was our best basketball we've seen us play in 2 years now, and we moved the ball really well, got ourselves in good spots, and we were up, I think it was like 12-9, 12-11, something like that in there. And then all of a sudden, with 4 minutes to go in the first half, they're up 10. You know, just we kind of reverted back, had some turnovers. They had some straight line drives and got to the rim and finished. And we went to halftime, you know, trying to correct a little bit of that. A lot of it was just to pride ourselves on defense of a one-on-one matchup and keeping them in front of us. And that's like the majority of the way they were scoring, some offensive rebounds too and putbacks. But the biggest thing was just personal, taking that one-on-one matchup and being able to keep them out of the paint and getting physical at it with them at the point of attacks and keeping them out of the lane. And we lacked that when we got tired, and they kept attacking us hard, and it just wore us down, and they ended up, you know, stretching out their lead a little bit. But, you know, halfway through the second half, we got it under 10 again and with a chance. And, again, just some costly turnovers, some unforced errors that really we did to ourselves. And that's kind of been our story. I know, like, with Minnewaska's pressure and even the length and the foot speed that Pipestone brings, you know, we had 35 turnovers on that Friday night. And then the other night against Pipestone, we had 29 again. I mean, just you limit yourself so much with the unforced and the costly turnovers. I mean, that's a lot of opportunities that you don't get that you give them with extra possessions in there and offensive rebounds. So now they're getting, you know, double, triple the shot attempts you're getting, and you just limit yourself so much in that fact. And so, again, something we got to keep growing on and handling pressure. And, again, some of these young ones, too, in there will they'll start taking some pressure off some of the other older girls, too, and we'll be able to mix it up a little bit, and that'll help. But scoring on the night, Jalen Lee led us with 12. Maya Sawatsky had 8. Callie Kahn had 6 points. Kendall Shelsey-Hillajan had 7. And Brandy Meyer had a bucket. So, again, they're going to keep growing together, keep learning each other and figuring each other out a little bit. And we're going to get a lot smoother and playing a lot better rhythm. And our shots are going to come a lot easier. And we'll get a lot more attempts up as those turnovers and things like that go down. I mean, 25 two-point attempts, this isn't enough against a team like that. So, and then kind of the story, too, in the first game, we know we got to the free throw line a bunch. We got there 18 times in the first half, and 24 for the game. We made 10 of them. You know, that's not, you know, we make some free throws at the key times and slow that game down. It changes a lot of things. It seems minor, but it'll change the game quite a bit. But then you come to Pipestone, and we got there 16 times. We made 15 of them. Oh, wow. You know, so, again, we kept ourselves. That's the reason we kept ourselves in the game so long, is because at times we got ourselves at the rim and got fouled. We rewarded ourselves and made 15 to 16. So you can't argue that one bit. So, again, a lot of goods and positive to take from both games, but a lot of things we got to clean up and work on. And, again, as we keep going and getting some more court time together, a lot of those things will clean themselves up, and we get to work at practice every day and keep figuring that out, and we'll be just fine.
Okay, what do you got coming up next?
Next, we after Thanksgiving here, the break, we will play Ortonville will come to Lockbaugh on Tuesday, and then Thursday, CMCS, another really good team, will come to Lockbaugh Valley on that Thursday. So again, have our hands full with them, being able to slow down the Dunnett girl and the Mulder girl inside. You know, their younger sisters or they've just been playing. Like Coco played forever when I started. She was there for a couple of years, and her sister was playing. Sienna was playing as a seventh grader, and wow. And she, I think she's only a sophomore yet, so she's still going to be a problem for a few years. But right. So that'll be another really good test in the conference. You know, a couple conference matchups. You know, right after break here to kind of get us going with that.
All right, real good, Dylan. Thanks for coming in again.
Awesome, thanks, guys. Go yep. Eagles.
That's Dylan Erickson, head coach of the Lockbaugh Valley girls basketball team. Take a break and be right back with more of the Coach's Show right after this. Monica, what's happening at Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street in Dawson?
Well, we're getting ready for the holidays, and Monica's filling up with a lot of sweaters and jackets and denim and boots and shoes and jewelry and hats and gloves and a lot more. And come on in and have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel. Sign up for a free gift certificate, and Monica will wrap. Or she can also put you on a wish list to see what you want for the holidays. Shop Monica's in Awesome Dawson Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. Like me on Facebook, and don't forget about Small Business Saturday, too. Thanks for shopping small.
Watch Prairie Sportsman airing Sunday nights at 7:30 on Pioneer Public Television. Join host Brett Amundson and adventure into the world of outdoor sports and the science of natural resource restoration. Top it off with a toast to local artists, cooks, and brewers. That's Prairie Sportsman, Sunday nights, 7:30 on Pioneer PBS.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show. Well, we got all the winter activities in now. Introduce the teams, and by this time next week, everybody will have at least one event and possibly more than one. So we'll have a full Coach's Show again next Saturday morning, which is great. The coaches and the kids have been chomping at the bits to get going. So we'll finish out the show with they're not really Dick Newman jokes of the week, but they're kind of truths, and sometimes they hurt a little bit. But here we go. Never tell your problems to anyone, because 20% don't care, and the other 80% are glad you have them. Another one. I bought a vacuum cleaner 6 months ago, and so far all it's been doing is gathering dust. And finally, behind every great man is a woman rolling her eyes. Well, thanks for listening. Tune in again next Saturday morning. And just remember, you don't have to play a sport to be one.
Time for news and weather brought to you by Hendricks Farmers Lumber, located in Hendricks, Minnesota.